USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Georgia Governor Brian Kemp signed a bill Friday that critics say restricts ballot access. The law adds new ID requirements for absentee ballots and gives state officials the power to take over local election operations if problems are reported. President Biden called the law atrocious on Friday and said that it targeted black Georgians. But Governor Kemp says that the bill is meant to ensure integrity in the state's elections. He tells Fox News that the law actually expands ballot access.
It's further securing the absentee ballot process by simply adding a photo ID requirement or number from your ID that will actually speed up the absentee balloting by mail process, which was very slow after this last election, take the arbitrary part of that away. So really it's an election integrity bill, but also expands access. So it's kind of ironic that the president would be against that.
This is USA Radio News.
Friends, Mike Lindell is a great supporter of conservative radio, but most of all, he's a man who has invented a great USA product that will help you get a great night's sleep. For over 3 years, I've told you how the MyPillow Premium Pillow has changed my life. I get the best sleep of my life. But more importantly, the pillows don't go flat. You can wash them and dry them as many times as you want. They maintain their shape, and they are made in the USA. Here's the best deal you'll ever get on a MyPillow Premium Pillow. $29.98 for a standard or queen size pillow. King size only $5 more. You're saving $40. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. You can save up to 60% on any MyPillow product when you use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and ask for the MyPillow Premium Pillow Special.
The United States is responding to the deadliest day in Myanmar since protests began following last month's military coup. Mike Fortier reports from the USA Radio News Florida Bureau.
At least 90 people reportedly killed in several protests across the country. A local news outlet reports four of those killed are children, one just 5 years old. Thomas Vaj is U.S. ambassador in Myanmar. He accuses security forces of murder. He also calls the bloodshed horrifying. Vajda says the people of Myanmar have spoken clearly. They do not want to live under military rule, and he calls for an end to the violence and the restoration of the democratically elected government. That government, led by Aung San Suu Kyi, toppled in last month's military coup. Today is violence coming on Armed Forces Security Day. From the USA Radio News Florida Bureau, I'm Mike Fortier.
And two teams have punched their ticket to the Elite Eight in the NCAA tournament. The Cinderella run continues for Oregon State after they beat Loyola Chicago 65-58. And the top seed in the South, Baylor, is moving on after dispatching Villanova 62-51. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Crews continue to work to free a ship stuck in the Suez Canal that's interrupting global shipping. Wendy King has more from the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau.
The Suez Canal is still blocked by the 224,000-ton cargo ship Ever Given. This is straining global supply chains, as the canal is one of the busiest waterways in the world. As the traffic jam grows, it stresses out an already strained supply chain amid a pandemic-driven import surge. After the pandemic forced factories to close, a pickup in demand for household items stretched suppliers. The Ever Given ran aground on Tuesday during a sandstorm in the canal, which is operated by the Egyptian government. Tugboats had made little progress in a dredging effort to refloat the vessel. The backup is expected to impact the arrival of U.S. imports that fill store shelves. According to NBC, the blockage is costing nearly $400 million per hour. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
And NASA says the Earth is safe from one massive asteroid, at least for the next 100 years. Astronomers say that after new observations, the 1,100-foot Apophis asteroid would miss the Earth when it flies by in 2068. The asteroid, first detected in 2004, will also pass by the planet in 2029 and 2036, but isn't expected to get close on either pass. The space rock will fly by the Earth at a distance of 20,000 miles when it visits in 8 years. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.